We begin our worship by calling on our Heavenly Father to be with us with the words of the invocation found on page 6 and projected in front of us. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed is the one whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. God always promises to forgive that iniquity, to forgive the sin, the missteps that we make. And we do so specifically at peace by confessing our sin and receiving the forgiveness that God offers each Sunday at church. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we confess that we are by nature sinful and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Today we seek your mercy and grace for the sake of Jesus. Lord, we confess our lack of faith. We see a glimpse of what we ought to be, and we know we fall short of the goal. We desire faith that is solid and unchanging, yet we crumble under trials and temptations. We want to be strong, but we know our own weakness. Our sinful condition strips us of any spiritual gain that we humanly devise. Lord, forgive us. Accept us as we are. Give us your gift of faith. Our God is a great God and knows our needs for all the areas of our life. God knows our weakness and our unbelieving hearts, yet loves us enough to die on a cross and provide forgiveness for our sin. Now the focus is not on the faith that we must and can muster, but it's rather on the great gifts that our Lord gives daily as we live in trust. God has given us the gift of faith, faith for the moment, faith for every trial, faith for every difficult situation. We now rise as we sing our song of praise and thanks for God's forgiveness.